Food trucks are usually the underdogs in the restaurant business, but in the pandemic economy, they're thriving. With Colorado's dine-in restaurants still limited to takeout and delivery, some food trucks are finding success in a new location right outside their customers' homes. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
A new ritual has formed in the parking lot of a mostly empty Loveland strip mall. Every morning around 8 a.m., Billy Daniels pulls up in his food truck, the Chalkboard Gourmet Express. Then people from the neighborhood start to line up.
Good morning.
Daniels cooks them protein bowls and breakfast burritos with beef or bacon while they stand 6 feet apart. When the food's ready, he takes payments one-on-one through a tiny window.
And they're not touching anything.
Daniels extends one gloved hand holding a chip reader.
See? Takes it out. I don't touch it. And then I ask, do you want to...
Yes.
Do you want to tip me?
Of course I do. 20%.
20%.
That's how I keep getting
it. It's kind of embarrassing to ask, but I still do.
I get mine.
And then I sign it with an X and hit a continue, and that's it.
Daniels is making about as much money as he was before the pandemic shut things down. He says being mobile gives him an advantage.
Yeah, it does have. I think it's a good thing to have a food truck to get around and do other things. You know, then, you know, if it's slow in one place, I can go somewhere else and it'll be busier.
And these days, the busiest places are neighborhoods and apartment complexes. Some homeowners associations and property managers are even hiring whole groups of food trucks to park on residential streets and feed people stuck at home.
There's a neighborhood in Berthet that they're doing a food truck rally at every Saturday.
Amber Cronin is co-owner of the Cupcake Gypsies, a Loveland-based mobile bakery.
We pulled up for the first time there last Saturday and we sold out of what we brought because people were just stoked. Even it was pouring rain too, and we still sold out.
Cronin lost a lot of business when dozens of weddings and other summer events she had on her calendar got postponed. She says the neighborhood rallies should help keep her afloat.
We're really hoping through all this that people start seeing like how much they really do value their local small companies and how much they do need to support them.
Some elected officials are even advocating for a broader deployment of food trucks. Governor Jared Polis issued an executive order allowing them to serve commercial truck drivers at rest stops, which is normally against state regulations. Details of the plan are still being worked out.
That is a viable option.
Scott Etchison is the owner of the Sweaty Moose truck. It serves Colorado-themed comfort food around northern Colorado. He says offices, which are opening back up, have become another lucrative spot.
There are other trucks out there that are supporting different essential workers. And there are other restaurants and trucks that are supporting the medical fields and things. So we're still looking at all those options. I haven't got there myself yet because everybody's navigating through this.
That's good. Yeah, that's clear.
Corn tortilla. So it's chorizo, eggs, the potato in there.
Back in Loveland, yeah. Billy Daniels is serving the last of his morning crowd, including Tara Schultz. She ordered breakfast tacos.
Oh, it's easy. It's convenient. I'm sick of cooking at home. Right? It's delicious. It gives me an excuse to eat out. I can't really eat out anymore, right? So
Daniels has gotten so busy, he's actually had to start turning down requests to park outside neighborhoods. He says it's a lot more work than the typical spring summer season, but it's worth it.
My work has tripled. I mean, my hours have tripled just to make up for the difference.
Yeah.
And it's not quite got it all the way, but you know, I pay my bills late, but they get paid. You know, that's how I look at it.
After serving breakfast in Loveland, he packs up his truck and heads to Fort Collins to set up somewhere new for lunch. Matt Bloom, KUNC.